Well, I'm speaking with the executive and producing director of Arizona Music Fest, and Alan Naplin. It's nice to have you in. Let's get a little bit about you, because you've got an interesting career. You're just telling me that some of the things that have fallen off your vita now, or having worked in radio going way back. It won't be hard to imagine you singing with your beautiful voice. But was that really your first career? Was this a singer?
Yeah, I started as a professional opera singer and sang around the country for 7 years, and then found that I hated going from hotel to hotel every month, and it just wasn't the lifestyle for me. And I always had such an interest in cultivating communities around opera at the time, but I felt that I wanted to sort of get my own companies and start working in an opera company so that I could have a long-range plan to really cultivate audiences around opera. And that lasted for 20 years. So I sang for seven and then managed opera companies for 13 years, and then found great interest in the multi-genre festival world, which is what drew me to Arizona Music Fest.
Was it really this job that brought you here?
It was, yeah. I was headhunted for this job, and the interest on my part, and actually the headhunter, was the idea that Arizona Music Fest had such potential and was doing so well artistically, but really wasn't recognized as well as it could be within the Valley. And so my mission from day one was to start expanding the organization and the artistic product, and to really get the word out, and that's what we have done.
There's great players from around the world who come in to take part in this festival, and that's worth getting the message out. People are coming here. It's not just a destination for the audience. The players want to be here.
That's right. From the largest stars that we have this season, Michael Feinstein, Pink Martini, Cheetah Rivera, and Tommy Toon, to our festival orchestra, which is a superlative ensemble of some of the finest orchestral musicians of the nation that come to Scottsdale for 1 week.
You know what's exciting for me? I'm a Valley native. So we're not talking about how do we get the people to come here from Pittsburgh, from Houston. It's how do we get people to come here from Anthem, from Ahwatukee, to come up from Casa Grande to see what's going on at Arizona Music Fest.
That's true. And also there's a wealth of classical music and music in general happening between January and March, because that's the time that everyone wants to be here. And therefore, all of our colleague organizations are producing great concerts. So we want to fit right in there so that people know that there's also a great offering happening at Arizona Music Fest.
Classical Week will be coming up. You mentioned it's the 18th through the 25th. Putting this together, I mean, we've got Olga Kern coming. She's playing the Devilish Rachmaninoff 3, the legendary concerto that supposedly drives people crazy. But when you're programming this, I see Beethoven and Bernstein. Beethoven, natural. You want to play Beethoven. Bernstein, it's that year. It's the centennial year. Was that what the mindset was?
Absolutely. We wanted to celebrate the great composer, conductor, educator, Leonard Bernstein. And we're actually doing it really on two concerts. On our Friday Festival Orchestra Pops evening, we're doing a West Side Story medley. So that is certainly a nod to Bernstein. And then Sunday, February 25th, a matinee performance where we do Bernstein's Chichester Psalms following the Beethoven Fifth. And then we're also doing excerpts from Bernstein's Mass and then from his great operetta Candide. And his daughter, Jamie Bernstein, will be with us at Music Fest to help narrate that afternoon to give some insight into her father and his music.
When you've got musicians coming here, it's going to be a little warmer here, right? Is that the big draw for folks, or is it just, oh, we're going to go work with Bob and some buddies we don't usually get to play with?
Well, I think it's really both. Certainly, there is a draw to our weather if you're coming from any other climate that is not as enjoyable in the middle of February. But truly, the artistic excellence of this orchestra brings people back and back again so that they do see their colleagues from the finest orchestras and that they, you know, get to enjoy music making at such a high level. But, you know, what's also important is not only are they performing on their stage during that week, but we're then sending them into area high schools to do master classes and private lessons. So, you know, the New York Philharmonic Concertmaster can be working with the finest violinists in town. That is an exceptional opportunity that only Arizona Music Fest can provide. And we're thrilled to do that. And we're thrilled that these players, who certainly are enjoying the sun and music making, then get it as well, that Music Fest is committed to contributing to our community. And they embrace that and help us do that.
I'm glad we finally got a chance to sit down and talk after 5 years of your being here. But it's really, it's great to be able to tell people how well Arizona Music Fest is doing. Because again, it's one of those things you don't pay attention to is the great successes in your own backyard. It's like, oh, look what they're doing in New York. You know, and when I was a kid, everything happened on that side of the Mississippi. The exciting stuff, a lot of it's happening out here now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sterling.
Arizona Music Fest is happening in venues across the North Valley. For information about the concerts, go to arizonamusicfest.org. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.